helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel. Chutzpah is a Yiddish word. It means unbelievable gall, insolence, or audacity. If there's a better word to describe so much of what is going on today, I'm having a hard time thinking of it. As so many of us suffer under the onslaught of Pride Month, I'm reminded of a comment someone left me when I wrote about Memorial Day. To paraphrase, isn't it a shame that the nation that will dedicate a month to celebrate Pride only sets aside one day to remember those who died for the right to celebrate it? Now, within Roman Catholic theology, pride is one of the seven deadly sins. In Proverbs 16:18, we read that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. But it's not just Pride Month that shows our chutzpah. There are plenty of instances of unbelievable gall, insolence, and audacity in America today. The question is, will the American people recognize our own pride, our own chutzpah, before it leads us to our own destruction? Hello there, everyday Americans. Paul Engel here with the Constitution Study. This is where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. And I am so glad you could join me today. You know, it's funny. It's rare I get to bring up my Jewish heritage. Yes, my father's side of the family was Jewish, although not Orthodox in any real way, shape, or form. But it's nice to come back and look at that and bring that word, the chutzpah. It just has such a meaning to me and to so many who grew up in that, you know, without that language, that community. And to see the gall, the pride that goes before our own fall, and recognize how few people are actually doing anything. You know, we see this Pride Month. And again, it's not just Pride Month. The arrogance of saying we're going to take an entire month to celebrate a group of people who are proud about being sexually perverted. I mean, understand, for most of human history, what people are proud of was considered dirty, disgusting, unseemly, not to be dealt with in public. And here we do. We bring it out into the open. We have parades. We have shows. They show off their perverted lifestyles. Now, am I saying we should make those lifestyles illegal? Absolutely not. But you see, it's one thing to do things in the privacy of your own home. It's quite another to put them on display. Well, let me give you another example. You see, the U.S. Embassy in Brazil sent out a tweet. They said, this June, the embassy invites public school teachers to participate in a series of online workshops on topics about the LGBTIQA+ community and school. Now, let me just, this is an embassy. This is a U.S. embassy in Brazil, saying that not only do we say, listen, this is how we, fly our freak, how we show off our pride, we invite you to join us in this. Now, understand, the U.S., even here, we are still struggling with this idea of sex, with the idea of rights and pride and transsexuality. We are still dealing with this, but the current administration, using the embassy to promote a sexualized agenda, how does that promote the foreign interests of the American people? See, it's one thing to say we value things like free speech, free and fair elections, equal rights, rule of law. No, we're spending an entire month apparently promoting sexual licentiousness through the embassies. And is Brazil the only one? I wonder how the people or the leadership of Brazil take to the United States taking our own crazy system we haven't even figured out yet and promoting it in their country. Kind of makes you wonder. Now, someone sent me a link to a YouTube video of a Pride March in Reading, Pennsylvania. It starts out with somebody, he's apparently came up on this, he was filming it, and he did his own little commentary kind of to lead off what was going on.
Well, here we are in Reading. We've got a bunch of people coming from out of town to celebrate evil. It was a wonderful providence of God. I was driving with my family down the road and we passed this. Met some faithful brothers over here that are standing. I came out and got to preach for about 12 minutes before a cop got in my face, laid hands on me, and threatened to arrest me if I didn't stop.
So, again, here you have a gentleman. He's going by. He sees this Pride March developing. People are showing up. He points out there's a lot of out-of-towners. That's fine. And he starts preaching the gospel until the law shows up, until officers threaten him for preaching on a public street. You can't see the video. He is across the street from the Pride March. So the marchers are assembling on one side of the street. He and a few others are on the other side of the street. I don't have a video of him actually preaching because that wasn't his plan. But just a few, just seconds after this, something interesting popped up on the video.
Looks like some more men just showed up to support us. This cop's going to give them a hard time.
So yeah, you can't see, but you've got, again, a small group, looking at about 6-8 people. A couple of them just showed up. They are across the street from the Pride marchers. They're not interfering. They're not getting in the way. And an officer shows up. A sergeant actually shows up and is giving him a hard time. Now, the one gentleman there has a sign. I can't quite read the sign from this particular angle, but the officer talks to him, walks away for a second. The man starts speaking, and the officer immediately arrests him. You have a sergeant. I didn't catch the officer's name, but it's a sergeant who is arresting this man. You hear the crowd across the street cheering at his arrest for violating, what, freedom of speech? Now, here's the one thing that I wish, and I've commented on the video. This officer is committing a federal crime. In fact, there's three officers now committing a federal crime, right? They are committing. So the officer is depriving this man of a right protected by the Constitution and laws of the United States. He has the right to freely speak. He's not interfering. He is not causing a problem. But you see, he's speaking against the quote-unquote Pride Month, the arrogance of a Pride March. That's 18 U.S.C. 242. Now that we've got three officers, there are three people involved, this is now conspiracy. And the one thing I don't see, and I wish people would show up, is I'm informing the officers that they are now committing a federal crime. You have evidence now of a federal crime. It is on video, and I'm kind of curious to see what happens with this, what happens with all of this as it goes on. But look at the chutzpah. No one interfered with the Pride March. You are not allowed. In Reading, Pennsylvania, apparently you are not allowed to disagree with a bunch of lascivious people putting on a march. Now, I have to admit, I saw nothing in the video that was lascivious. They basically had people with rainbow flags. I don't deny them the right to show up. I don't deny them the right to march. But the chutzpah of saying these people get to speak freely, but anybody who opposes them does not. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the state of the United States. And the fact that you have three officers committing a federal crime on tape in public. I want to see, I wish I knew who this was, because I would love to see both the person who said the officers threatened him and this person that we see getting arrested. I would love to see them, I'd love to see those officers charged. It's not going to happen, right? Because who's going to charge them? It's the Department of Justice, the Department of Injustice. But the chutzpah of saying we can deny you a right because we don't think anybody's going to punish us for it says a lot about the state of this country, does it not? I mean, these three officers took an oath to support the Constitution of Pennsylvania and of the United States, and they violated both of them. And we've got video. But is anybody going to do anything about it? I'd love to talk to the people involved. I'd love to maybe advise them. Like I said, I posted some information. Maybe I'll hear back from them. But I wanted to understand that they have a criminal case here, and as well as a civil one, right? They have a civil case, but they also have a criminal case. And I really hope that they consider pursuing it, because unless and until these officers are actually punished, why would they stop? They have this chutzpah. They have this arrogance, the audacity to arrest somebody for exercising their right to freedom of speech because they do not believe they will be held accountable for it. They actually have been told they'll be held accountable if they violate their oath. Tell me that this pride does not come before our fall. And sure, there's a lot to talk about with Pride Month and everything that goes around there. But the gall, the unbelievable gall of people who hold or have held offices of trust and profit under the United States and under our states really should bother the American people. And I'm shocked that it doesn't. For example, former FBI Director James Comey. Now, he's not exactly got the best of reputations when it comes to his time in office at the FBI. I mean, this is the man that was in charge when the whole Steele dossier fabrication was used to interfere with a sitting president of the United States without any evidence, without any proof. The man in charge of the FBI that failed to disclose to the FISA court the sources and data behind the Steele dossier that was used to spy on a candidate and a presidential candidate and eventually a presidential or members of their administration. He's not exactly known for being the best of directors, even by his own admission. He admitted that in 2017 he leaked a memo that about a meeting he had with Trump to the New York Times in violation of the law. Yet, what does this man have to say? He was being interviewed by Jen Psaki. Now, she's now on MSNBC, but she used to be the press secretary for Herr Biden. And when asked about the presidency, the 2024 election, who he would support, he says, it has to be Joe Biden. He says, I'm glad he's willing to serve. It has to be somebody committed to the rule of law and committed to the values of this country. And I'm not talking about policy. People can disagree about policy. There are things above those disagreements that all of us should think about the same way. The president must be someone who abides the law and our Constitution, and there's no one else but Joe Biden. I'd like to know what this man is smoking, because it's really, really good. Because for the last 2 years, Joe Biden has spent most of his time trashing the Constitution of the United States, destroying the rule of law. Remember, he's the man in charge of the executive branch, which includes the Federal Bureau of Intimidation, the Department of Injustice, and this man who ran his department through a scheme that we now know through the Durham report has lied, committed an investigation against a person without any probable cause. That person happened to be first a candidate for the president of the United States, then an actual sitting president. And this is the man who thinks that Joe Biden will fulfill the rule of law and support a constitution. That, ladies and gentlemen, is somewhere between chutzpah and plain out stupid. But I wonder how many people will listen. Oh yeah, we got to follow Joe Biden because he upholds the rule of law. He abides by the law in our constitution. And are just so have the audacity to simply ignore all the facts and data to the contrary. So the scornful or presumptuous of the treatment of others, to watch while the FBI commits, you know, armed raids on pro-life Americans while doing all but nothing about attacks on churches and pro-life centers. That, ladies and gentlemen, is chutzpah. To look at a disgraced former chairman of the director of the FBI as a person with a quality that you want to help determine who should be the next president of the United States, to lie so blatantly on national TV and be expected to be taken seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, that's chutzpah. That's a level of audacity and gall and arrogance that seems to be rampant in this country, and it is leading us to quite a fall. I have some more examples I want to look at, but before I do, I do have to take a break. But I want to remind you about the Constitution Study Patriots program. It's designed not to replace whatever people are doing, but to help them, to give them more tools to do what they do, hopefully better. We're going to focus on education and communication and activation, and you can sign up for updates. The program, I'm tentatively going to start it somewhere early to mid-July, because I've got a boot camp I'm trying to schedule, and I'm hoping that that will be the intro to the Patriots program. You can find all out about it at constitutionstudy.com/patriots. And again, sign up for updates, and I'll let you know as soon as enrollment opens and as I add features and functions to it, that'd be a great way to keep in touch. Again, that's constitutionstudy.com/patriots. While you're there, maybe go to Books and More. Check out some of my books. You know, people often ask me, how do I learn what I learned about the Constitution? Well, the answer is, I read it, I studied it, and I wrote a book about it. It's called The Constitution Study. You can find it at constitutionstudy.com. Just look under Books and More. And because you listen to The Constitution Study on America Out Loud, I'll give you free shipping of the paperback version of that book for if you use the code OUTLOUD at checkout. So again, try the book, try any of the products, but if you buy the paperback version of either that book or my 30-day devotional, just use that code out loud and I'll ship it to you absolutely free. Now, while we're at it, I'd also love if you checked out HealthyCell.com. They are a leading innovator in supplements designed to work at the cellular level. One that I love is called Immune Super Boost. Combines over a dozen immune supplements into a single travel-ready gel pack. Easy to use, easy to carry. I use it especially when I travel. Now again, as America Out Loud listener, HealthyCell will give you 25% off your first order if you use the code OUTLOUD at checkout. So please, go to HealthyCell.com, check out all their great products, Immune Super Boost and all the others, put your cart together, but use that code OUTLOUD at checkout. It lets them know that you listen to America Out Loud, and as a thank you, they'll give you 25% off your first order.
In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced nutrition company, HealthyCell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of 5-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
If you're like me, you'd like life to return to some kind of normal. You're burned out on all the fear-mongering, but deep down you try and minimize viral exposure and your risk of getting sick. You've heard it talked about time and again by respected medical professionals. Use a povidone iodine nasal solution. I don't need to tell you just how powerful a nasal cleansing formula with xylitol, povidone iodine, and vitamin D3 for immune support could be. In fact, my attorney told me not to tell you. Google it and find out for yourself. Now, get yourself a bottle of American-made Cofix RX nasal solution. Let's get out and live again. CofixRx.com. That's CofixRx.com. Use coupon code OUTLOUD and get 20% off.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. Yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfolger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Folger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Welcome back, everyday American Jew. Join the Constitution study, and today we're talking about chutzpah, the audacity, the gall to believe that we know so much more than we do, and how that's being used in so much of society today. I talked quite a bit in the first segment about Pride Month and the FBI, but I want to take another twist here because there's more news coming out of Pennsylvania. There's been a memorandum issued by two representatives of the Pennsylvania House, and the subject is study to create a Commonwealth agency to monitor and license AI products. Now, first of all, understand, as I said before, I have 30 years of experience in IT. I'm not an expert in AI, but I have a basic understanding of how AI systems work, at least the ones I've worked with in the past. And very often, let me say that what people read into AI sounds more like a movie, like maybe The Matrix or Terminator, than reality. Right? What they refer to as artificial intelligence it's basically a non-structured programming technique. The idea is you build this AI system that they call a neural net generally, and you teach it to do things, to recognize things, right? So maybe you want to create one that does facial recognition, right? So the first thing you do is you show it pictures and you tell it what a face looks like, right? This is a face. This is a face. This is not a face. And you do this over and over and hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of times, and eventually the pattern recognition says, oh, I can now distinguish faces, even though I've not seen the face before, because I've kind of been trained, this is what a face looks like, and I can pick it out. That, by the way, is a common example when you talk about facial recognition systems, in that it looks for these patterns. And again, you talk about, was it ChatGPT? And it's been trained to take natural language text, in other words, your request, then turn that into something to do. Go gather data from other sources and put it together in something that sounds like a natural language response. Now, I do have concerns about, not about AI, I don't think we're going to deal with Skynet and Rise of the Machines, but about how AI is used. Because again, how do I know if you wrote that article or if you had an AI write it for you? That's an important question. It has to do with me understanding the basis of that. But in reading this memorandum from, again, Pennsylvania Representative Pielli and Mirsky, it says, in the next few years, artificial intelligence is going to revolutionize how we consume news, entertainment, create products, and do new things that we cannot imagine at this point. Well, it's not going to revolutionize how we consume this information. It's not going to revolutionize how you consume news, how you consume entertainment. It may revolutionize how news articles are created, how entertainment is created, how products are created, and who knows what other things could be done with this new technology. I give him that point, but notice we have the fear, the psychology, the chutzpah that says you need to be afraid of this stuff. They say this is an exciting time. However, we cannot allow artificial intelligence to become a lawless Wild West and allow these systems and products to develop without guidance and structure. Without this oversight, Pennsylvanians could be at risk. He might as well just say, be afraid. Be very afraid. They go on to say, I will be introducing a resolution that will create a task force to study the need to create a Commonwealth agency to monitor and license AI products that are used in Pennsylvania. Without this licensing and guidance, Pennsylvanians will be susceptible to fraud, and without licensing or identification, we will not be able to properly identify the person or company that is responsible for these misdeeds. This task force will be able to study the issue and plant the roots that will create a Commonwealth agency that can regulate and monitor this new space and industry. All right, there's the chutzpah. First of all, who really believes that a government agency is the proper entity to monitor and license anything? I know a lot of people who do, but think about it. The government monitors and licenses all sorts of things. The CDC and the FDA monitors and licenses. They monitor and license drugs, don't they? Food and drugs. Yet every year we hear reports of recalls of food that's been tainted, of drugs that have been recalled because of their problems. And of course, we have all the evidence that they never bothered to test a lot of the vaccines that are being given to our children, not to mention the adults. Let's face it, who here has not been to the DMV? So you have a government agency that licenses drivers, and we all know drivers out there that you don't want to be anywhere near. Why do we think that people, because they get a government paycheck, would be any better at this than anyone else? Why do you think that those in whatever agency these representatives want to create would be less susceptible to, fraud, to just putting their own preferences, putting their own thumb on the scale when it comes to licensing? But I love the way I say you could be susceptible to fraud. Is that why I believe they have it in Pennsylvania? You need a license from the state in order to braid hair. See, this is the chutzpah, the audacity. It says only we can protect you from this. No, you can't. In fact, most likely, if history is any guide, you'll make this worse. You will crush whatever developments AI can bring. Because there's no way governments cannot move fast enough to stay ahead of technology. We still have members in government that don't know how email works. You expect them to understand, to be able to put together an agency, and then how do you know if the agency's doing the right thing? This is chutzpah. This is two representatives saying, you're too stupid to do this yourself. We must do it for you. In fact, you're too stupid to even listen to private entities that do this. You know, how can we know who's doing this if we're not if they're not licensed? Well, let me ask you, how do you know when a grocery store sells bad food? When a restaurant sells bad food? Simple. You go to the location, you find it. If you're dealing with an AI, if you've bought an AI and it's flawed, you sue them. If you use an AI and it doesn't work right, you sue them, or the government submits criminal charges. You don't need a licensing structure. What they want is they want to be in control. Why? Because AI is trained. I want you to remember this very importantly. There is not an AI in the world that I'm aware of that wasn't trained by someone or a group of someone's, which is why the infamous ChatGPT, when it was asked to write an article praising Joe Biden, it did so. It wrote a very nice article, very flowery, very nice. When the exact same ChatGPT was asked to write an article praising Donald Trump, it refused to. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not about protecting you. It's about them protecting their power, their control. That, ladies and gentlemen, is chutzpah. That, ladies and gentlemen, is gall. It's audacity. It's arrogance. We shouldn't be surprised. When was the last time you saw a government that didn't want to control absolutely everything it could? And you remember how, Comey was saying how President Biden, he's just law-abiding and wonderful and awesome and... Well, remember, the states of Louisiana, Missouri are suing President Biden as president for his attempts to censor information regarding the COVID scandemic. Well, in that lawsuit, the government, the Biden's administration, submitted a response, and in that response, he said the defendants, the government, claim that plaintiff's censorship injuries are far outweighed by the government's interest in speaking and taking action to promote the public interest. Excuse me, but there's a thing called the Constitution, and the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And the Constitution says that there can be no law, Congress can make no law abridging your freedom of speech. It doesn't say abridging your freedom of speech unless, well, there's a government interest in doing so. Unless there's a, the government has to take action to promote a public interest. See, the arrogance of thinking that government knows better than everybody else what people should be allowed to hear. That's what censorship's all about. It's limiting the people's right to hear things, their ability to hear differing points of view. That's chutzpah, ladies and gentlemen. And that's in a legal document. It's in a legal filing. The president of the United States believes that any injury you receive from being censored is far outweighed from the fact that the government has work to do, and how dare you try to get in the way. The gall of the man. And the fact that the American people are sitting here going, why in God's name are we not impeaching this man for it? He has violated his oath of office. He's broken the law. He's violated the Constitution. And he believes it is his duty to do so, because he believes the injury you have from not being allowed to know that there were treatments for COVID-19, from not being allowed to know that there were potential injuries from taking the mRNA jabs, were far outweighed by the fact that they had a job to do, and how dare you get in their way. That is chutzpah. And again, we see it at so many levels of government, right? We saw it at the state of Pennsylvania. We know better than you what you should be allowed to do with artificial intelligence. We know better than you how to protect yourself from fraud. We know better than you what this should look like. Therefore, we're going to determine for ourselves that we need to license it. We need to be the ones. It's funny. I'm reminded of a line from the old Star Trek series. I got to be the one. I believe in a unity, but I got to be the unity. It's all got to be my idea. It's all got to be what I want. Then you have President Biden in the court filing saying, our needs to control the public, to promote what we think is in the public interest, far outweighed any damage you may have received from being lied to for 3 years. Arrogance. Chutzpah. This, ladies and gentlemen, has become the modus operandi of the day. It's how we do so much of our lives. How dare you disagree with me? How dare you not promote my agenda? How dare you be offended about putting sexualized information in front of small children, indoctrinating them, separating them from their parents? How dare you disagree with my agenda? We'll have you arrested for it. How dare you disagree with the current political climate, those in political power? Well, we can't have anybody. We'll lie in order to get the right people in. How dare you disagree with government actors? How dare you not let them do whatever it is they want to do? Chutzpah. Arrogance. And way too many Americans sit back and take it. I go back to the video. When I was watching the video of the man being arrested, there's a part of me that wanted to go, tell them they're committing a crime. Get the badge numbers. Get their names. Make sure you get this information, because they are committing a federal crime. They're probably committing a state crime in Pennsylvania as well. I just don't know the constitution of that and the laws of that commonwealth as well. But they know, they have to be told they're committing a crime so that you can charge them with it, because the federal crime requires a willful deprivation of rights. They don't realize it, because in their arrogance, in their chutzpah, they believe that just because they have a badge on one shoulder, they can do whatever they want. That just because somebody in their chain of command told them it's right to arrest people for speaking freely and not harming or interfering with others, they have the arrogance, the gall to believe that's true. Because few, if ever, have ever read the document they took an oath to support. That's arrogance and chutzpah. Now, we've all got some level of chutzpah, right? I have the chutzpah to believe that, you know, if people actually read and studied the Constitution, maybe we could have people that would have been there and said, wait a second, officer, you are committing a federal crime. Here is the statute. Here's the law. Here's the evidence that you are committing a federal crime. I have the chutzpah to believe that if the people really cared, they would hire district attorneys and we would require U.S. attorneys' offices to actually uphold all of the law, not just the ones that they feel is advantageous to them politically. Now, maybe that's not technically chutzpah. Right? Maybe that's just wishful thinking. But when I compare, you know, the arrogance I may have about believing the Constitution, if used, can protect us from the chutzpah of others, maybe it is. Maybe that's a level of arrogance and I'm sure there are people out there who disagree with me. They think that it is chutzpah for me to claim that if we actually followed the Constitution, if we actually knew what it said, it could help save us from this dystopian nightmare we find ourselves in. That's okay. They're allowed to believe that. I don't complain. As long as I don't interfere with what they want to do, with what they can legally do, and they don't interfere with what I can legally do. Now, maybe you're one of those who disagree. In fact, you know what? I'll even bet there are people on America Out Loud who disagree with me. It's why I go there every day to get the latest news and happenings, because I want differing points of view. But just like me, it's important that you do your part as well. That you take those stories, the articles, the podcasts, the videos, that you take all this information and that you share it. You let other people see it. You let other people talk about it. You let other people, you don't censor it because you think your agenda is more important. See, that, ladies and gentlemen, is how we secure some of the most important blessings in this country. The blessings that our founders, when they decided to declare independence, pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to. The blessings of liberty.
Here we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. AmericaOutloud.com. 7 amazing years. We know that if America fails, the world will fail. It is incumbent upon us to carry the torch for liberty. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe. Air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is XLEAR.com.
Welcome back, everyday Americans, to rejoin the Constitution study. Today, we're talking about chutzpah, the arrogance, the gall that so many in our society show, whether they be politicians or activists that believe that they have the right to, well, run our lives. Well, take, for example, the recent debt ceiling agreement, right? It's one thing to say, yes, we came to an agreement. But the chutzpah of saying we're saving money, we're saving society. I mean, even the chutzpah that led up to it, saying, you know, if we don't do this by, was it January 7th, I think, was versus January 1st, then it was January 7th, then we're going to default on our debt, which was not true. The Treasury had sufficient money to pay the debt service. They just couldn't pay the debt service and everything else that Congress has appropriated. But the chutzpah is saying, we'll just keep throwing debt at it, right? We'll spend all the money we want, and we'll just borrow whatever we need, because no one is ever going to tell us no. The chutzpah of saying, hey, you know what? We're actually not going to, I love this. The number of times people refer to, was it a $4 trillion increase in the debt limit? No, what they actually did is suspended the debt limit. The chutzpah of Congress saying, yeah, we're going to spend whatever, we're going to borrow whatever we want over the next couple of years because we can. And the American people let them get away with it, which is why sometimes I wonder, is it true or chutzpah? I mean, is it arrogance to say we can do this when the American people have let them do it in the past and continue to do so? See, that's the part that keeps getting me. The chutzpah of the American people that believe we can get Congress to keep borrowing money in our name and we'll never have to pay for it. So much. Do you see where I'm going here? The chutzpah of believing that Congress can fix Congress's problem. Because let's face it, the debt ceiling is an issue because Congress is spending money, more money than they take in taxes. By the way, they're spending it on things that are illegal, but we'll put that aside for a moment. The Congress is spending money, more money than they take in taxes, which means they have to borrow the money. But it's the chutzpah of the American people that keep hiring representatives that say, let's spend more money than we take in. We're never going to go bankrupt because there will always be people who will lend us money. The chutzpah, the gall of saddling our children with $31.4 is the last number. But now with the new one, we're talking about $35, $36 trillion in debt. The chutzpah that says we're going to borrow money and let our children pay it off. Whether that's paid off in higher taxes or just inflation. That's the chutzpah of the American people. So I guess we really shouldn't be surprised when a Kevin McCarthy or a Joe Biden says, this is a great deal. Because the American people are never going to hold them account to the flaws, the problems, the mismanagement in those deals. Or how about the chutzpah of this group in Colorado called Here for the Kids? They organized a sit-in at the Colorado State Capitol in an attempt to get Governor, Polis, I think is his name? Yeah, Jared Polis, to sign an executive order they had drafted for him. Now, what would this executive order do? Well, the first thing was it would declare a disaster emergency due to gun violence risk in Colorado. In other words, it would have the governor act as king of Colorado, saying this is now a disaster emergency due to the risk of gun violence, not the actual levels of gun violence, the risk of gun violence, and then use that to basically wipe their backsides with the Constitution. Because look what's in this executive order. In response to the disaster emergency, I hereby ban the use, loading, possession, or carrying of all firearms in Colorado, including but not limited to firearms for personal protection, hunting, law enforcement, or any other lawful purpose for as long as this executive order shall remain in effect. Basically, he's going to suspend the law. He's going to say the law doesn't exist. We're going to throw it all out. You no longer can load, possess, or carry a firearm. Even, by the way, law enforcement. Really, the arrogance of thinking, hey, if we just disarm the cops, first of all, the arrogance that believed the people would actually follow this. The arrogance of thinking that the criminals would simply disarm themselves. And then you want to send disarmed law enforcement in to attack these armed criminals? They also want to set up a quote unquote, they call it a buyback program. These are not buyback programs because you can't buy back what you never owned. No, this is a compensated confiscation order. We're going to steal your firearms. We're just going to give you a little bit of money for it so we don't feel so bad about it. This is a violation of the Constitution of Colorado. I know it's a violation of the Constitution of the United States. I know it's a violation of the governor's oath of office. But you see, this group isn't held accountable for the stupidity of their orders. And by accountable, I don't mean they should be arrested for it. But I'm sorry, where are the people in Colorado laughing, pointing and laughing at these people? Listen, you have pie-in-the-sky ideas. You believe that if we just got rid of all firearms, it'd all be sunshine, lollipops, and things. You are more than welcome to your own opinion. What you're not welcome to is your own facts. Nor are you welcome to impose your facts, your opinion, sorry, on others. And that's what this is. Think about it. Imagine a group parading around the state capitol, demanding the banning of freedom of speech. Because remember, Biden administration said, you know, whatever harms you get from freedom of speech are far outweighed by, well, the government's interest in promoting the public interest. How long would it be before someone simply demands a ban on freedom of speech by executive order, nonetheless? See, the problem, the thing that most people don't realize, the reason Here for the Kids is pushing an executive order for this is because they can't get it through the legislature. They can't get the representatives of the people of the state of Colorado to sign on to this nonsense. I don't know if they've tried the courts yet, but they couldn't get it through the courts either. So I guess their hope is to what? Embarrass the governor to committing impeachable acts? At least in my mind, I'm not familiar with the details of the Constitution of Colorado, but I would say flagrant violation of the Constitution of Colorado and of the United States, the abuse of an emergency order for a political end in order to quiet a political group, that to me is an impeachable offense. Do they really think they can get away with it? Or is this just another stunt? I don't know, because I don't know what's in their heads. But the arrogance of thinking that I know best and I'm going to force everybody else to do what I want to do, that's become so commonplace in this country. And then let me do one more example of chutzpah. So I remember when they were talking about the red wave, right? In 2022, we got a red wave. And then once the Republicans took over the House, well, there'd be impeachments everywhere, and they would never do what the Democrats did when they were in charge, right? They'd never have these kangaroo courts and political attacks and leaks of information and all this stuff. They'd never do that. The chutzpah behind that. Because we're seeing it already. Remember, so far, the subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government has made not one statement about them preparing articles of impeachment. Because the only legitimate purpose for such a group, for such a committee, is a legislative function. They don't the Congress doesn't enforce the law. The Congress doesn't make charges. They don't impanel grand juries. They don't issue indictments. All they could do is impeach these people. Yet that's what I've heard. I've yet to hear impeachment on the table, meaning this is just another kangaroo court. Told you it was going to happen. And then, of course, we have the leaks coming out, right? Because now there's another report of allegations that a confidential human source, unnamed sources, has evidence that then Vice President Joe Biden accepted money from a foreign national to affect policy decisions. And this report is highly credible and has been used by the FBI in multiple criminal investigations dating all the way back to the Obama administration. Really, at this point, do you expect me to believe anything they say? the chutzpah of believing that just because Senator Grassley said this is out there, that we have much to believe? The political vendetta between the Democrats and the Republicans, between Trump and Biden, has been going on for years. It's been going on close to a decade at this point. Remember, because it started 2015 when Trump announced his run for the presidential election. But the chutzpah of thinking anything's going to change unless and until we the people demand better. The chutzpah of believing that government actors are better than everybody else. That just because, well, this person has a confidential human, they claim it's a confidential human source. They claim they're highly credible. They claim this. Why do we believe them? The gall of this. If you have an actual human source, if you have an actual details that show that there's a probable cause that then Vice President Joe Biden accepted foreign money to affect policy, do you know what you do with it? You don't leak it to the press. You hand it over to the Justice Department. If the Justice Department, well, you do two things, right? One, you hand it over to the Justice Department for criminal proceedings. You also file articles of impeachment because that would be a crime when he was under oath. That is a high crime for when Joe Biden was a vice president. That's a reason to impeach him. Oh, but the Department of Justice is not going to do anything with it. See, that's the problem. Then you have to impeach the people in the Department of Justice for failing to fulfill their duties. But you need evidence to do that. We're not bothering with that. We're just making allegations, and the chutzpah, the arrogance that says, if I just make an allegation, that's all that matters. That's all it takes. Again, I'm not surprised at this. None of this surprises me. It aggravates me. It gets my blood pressure up, but it doesn't surprise me for the simple reason that I've watched arrogance, gall, and all the other foolishness, the audacity, the imprudence, the nerve, the effrontery. I've watched this through my entire adult life. It would be arrogant for me to think that suddenly, somehow, because one person or one party is put in power, that's magically going to change. So I've learned that the chutzpah that simply by getting a government paycheck, you're perfect. You don't make a mistake. That government regulators never goof things up. They're never coerced by their own political agendas. They're never taken over by government actors or corporate interests or activists. I don't have that level of chutzpah in me. But I see it so often around us. And I sometimes wonder, what can we do? And the only thing that comes to mind is the emperor's new clothes. You see, the emperor was conned into believing he was wearing this wonderful outfit, but he was actually wearing nothing. See, he was conned into believing that only special people could see it. It was so fine. And of course, he didn't want to admit he wasn't special, so he thought he said he saw it even when it wasn't there. The arrogance of thinking, I must be special, therefore I have to pretend I see it. And the only thing that broke the spell was the young boy when he was parading, when the emperor was parading out in public, the young boy that pointed and yelled, "He's naked." It's all we can do. Point out the arrogance, point out the lack of reason clothing their arguments, to point out the ridiculousness. In the hopes, hopefully not a vain hope, but in the hopes, not that you'll change the mind of the one exhibiting chutzpah, but that you'll show it to those around them. That they'll begin to see, hey, wait a second, yeah, that guy's got no clothes on. The arrogance of a someone in charge of the FBI during such a disgraceful period points to somebody who's violated the Constitution so often and says they're the only ones that could uphold the Constitution. The arrogance of believing, well, if we just magically get rid of guns, everything will be fine. Okay, so maybe we don't point and laugh. But we should at least point and say, why would you think that? What's the basis of this nonsense? Why should I believe you this time when all the other times you and others like you have been wrong? Exposing the chutzpah is the only way for people around the person to see that emperor has no clothes. And maybe, just maybe, if more and more of the American people could see the chutzpah behind so many of the truisms, so many of the comments, so many of the statements, so many of the positions that are promoted today, maybe then we could return to the land of the free and the home of the brave. Speaking of returning, I hope we return here for the Constitution Study. We're on every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on America Out Loud Talk Radio, heard on the iHeartRadio Network. If you can't listen then, well, all the shows go to podcast generally a day or two after they're heard on talk radio, and you can listen on your favorite podcast app. But I ask you to subscribe, give the show a rating and review. It helps other people find the Constitution Study as well. You can find all the links you need at the homepage at AmericaOutloud.com. But I ask you, share them. Share the information, share the points of view, share this show and others. By doing so, you're helping to share the blessings of liberty.